lotul, ghide curpator. Un geam model la lotul, coșe sus pator. I've got a few good new pool, toci dung porpator. Barania te parmunis, de was walk on ligunta ca e turpator. De wanam chamo de yun, am kawita lo kello tu. Son sar mul shagrut la, ite kutai chi tun ko. Guri bak che poi na kai, war born tu de kushin do. Kur bidai tu bair purshi, ire skai kusot bitur. De wanam chamo de yun. Chakrut la, ide kutai chitun kun, guri bak che poi na kai, war born tuje kushin do, kur bidai tu bair purshi, ires kai kusot bitun.
Maria and Joshua Fernandez wishing Richard, Baptist and Hector congratulations on the first anniversary of Sosega Dhanpar. Keep up the great work, guys. All the best.
Sosega Dhanpar has been a fantastic year and I can't wait to see what's next.
This is Nita Pinto wishing Sosega Dhanpar a very happy first birthday. You've achieved so much in 1 year and we look forward to listening to more programs during the coming weeks, months and years and also to take part in some of them as and when we I can manage to do it. Congratulations to Richard, Hector and Baptist for a wonderful job that you all are doing and for being the good guys. Thank you and all the best.
This
and once again,
wishing
you
SD a very happy
Happy birthday, Sosega Dhanpar. It's been a fantastic year and I can't wait to see what's next.
This is Karthigan wishing SD a very happy 1 year anniversary and to many more years ahead.
How about this? स्वागत करता हूं तुमका सगळ्यांक आयच्या सोचेगा दनपार प्रोग्राम वाहिर वो प्रोग्राम गुड गाइज आम्ही ब्रॉडकास्ट करता 104.6 प्लैनेट एफएम वाहिर ब्रिंगिंग कम्युनिटीज टुगेदर
हेलो Hi, Bob Baptist, uncle. It's nice to be back on the show again. You're telling me you had some news to convey to all of us listeners out here?
Yes, yes, the fantastic news. We wish to inform all our dedicated listeners that we were rated number one amongst the top 10 radio programs on Planet FM.
Yeah.
At the award function held on Tuesday, 5th December. This feat could have not been achieved without our listeners and the community support. I want to thank each one of you for helping us achieve this goal, for your congratulatory message and well wishes. I also want to take this opportunity and thank all our guests who graced our radio program, giving us valuable tips on various topics. We also want to inform our listeners that we will be completing 1 year on 17 December 2017,
wow,
since we started this program. Richard, Hector, isn't it great?
Yeah, we've come a long way, I think, Baptist, in this 1 year, and it has been a really wonderful, satisfying journey. I must say that I have been honored and privileged to be part of this journey.
Thank you, Hector. आमच्या संगात आज असा एला आणि पूर्वी. वेलकम एला अँड पूर्वी ऑन टू आसुदे गदनकार प्रोग्राम. Why don't you guys let our listeners know something about yourself? Ella, you take the lead.
Thank you. And first of all, happy celebrations for your first 1 year.
Thank you.
I feel very, very blessed to be part of this particular program and knowing that this is my third time.
I think I've come on this year.
So I'm feeling really proud that you've achieved something and people out there are listening and making sure they're taking the education or whatever support you're doing. You put a lot of time into it, so well done to you all.
Thank you.
And yeah, about me, hopefully, I'll keep it very short.
Yep.
We can go on forever otherwise.
I think so. Keep it as short as possible.
Cool. Okay. So yes, as you mentioned, it's Ela Kumar. I'm a New Zealand-born Indian.
Yep.
I'm a health and fitness educator, promoter, and I've been there for over 25 years. An aerobics instructor for many, many gyms in my local area. I'm married with three wonderful children. Studied later, very late in life. Practically got married, had my children, then studied and finished off with a postgraduate certificate in health science. So I was one of the different type of people working first and then go and study the work you're doing. But I enjoyed that.
No, we also did that.
Oh, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
No, you're not the only one.
You are what is in New Zealand called qualified by experience.
Thank you.
Yes.
And it takes you a long way sometimes.
Yes,
it does.
Absolutely.
It's true. And I'm on my third term elected board member for Mount Droskill. Enjoy community, enjoy volunteering, and making people feel happy and fulfill their dreams. That's what I love about doing in my probably my hobby time. I love my job.
If I may take this opportunity to say, I've been privileged to attend some of your programs, and this one of this program, your Baptist, you have called it, titled High Impact Activity.
Right.
And what I want to say, Ella, is knowing you, I just want to say that you have a high impact on people's lives.
Oh, that is sweet.
Yes.
And
thank you.
It's such a fine example that you set for others, you know, just by wholeheartedly giving of yourself to others. So not only as in health and fitness, but that has a kind of a cascading effect and
thank
an
you.
Example which I just would love to share with you.
Thank you. And just so our listeners know, I didn't pay him to say that.
No. Would you like to say something to our listeners about yourself?
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Purvi. Tumka dev bore koru.
And fantastic.
A big
I like
congratulations
that.
To all of you for the success for the radio. Thank you for having me this afternoon. And I'm an Indian from India. I'm from Bombay. I was a dietitian in Bombay. I came here to complete my master's in nutrition, and I'm a registered nutritionist now. And I've been in the health industry for the last 10 years now.
Oh, fantastic. What a lovely profile both of you have got. And we are so privileged to have you guys on our program.
Yeah, on this note, I guess I'm going to step in and play a nice little song for you guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Anish.
Gavanta chui chui mali china ta hu yun mujhi pujind zali soglo dis chaini chui chai chai chui kari chaini dacha gara saiba diuda chi kari gadi gadi khaun solid zali mujhi bali bali palun chaini deklo mari laglo odi chui korun dag diun africa ta pauli chaini dacha gara
Welcome back to Sushega Danpar. You have been listening to Sushega Danpar on 104.6 Planet FM. Summer is here and everybody is happy. You know, everybody is happy doing their things. There are a lot of general rise in the physical activity, both indoors and outdoors. Ella, how would you motivate someone who has never participated in any physical activity? How would you motivate them?
That is an excellent question. It's not easy, I must say, over the years of experience I've got. Yep. And it takes a lot of self-reflection for that to happen for that one person.
Right.
But the way I would deal with it is, the way I would deal with people in the community and try to get them motivated is, I'll give three pointers.
Yep.
Try to be prepared on what you want to do. So a lot of people say that I'm going to be active tomorrow. Today I'm not going to be active, but tomorrow I'm going to be active.
Right.
Well, I think it's time to start to write it down that you're going to be active and put it somewhere where you can see it first thing in the morning.
Right. And like on the fridge or something like that.
On the fridge, yeah. Somewhere that you're definitely going to see it regardless.
Yeah. Beautiful. Because when you open the fridge, you get, I'll not have food,
That's
but
right.
I'll do the exercise.
That's right. That's right.
Well, pulling the fridge open is exercise.
Yeah, it's there in front of you.
Yeah.
And then, of course, prepare your clothing and to have that all ready. Whatever activity you want to do, have your clothing that you want to wear for that activity.
Okay.
So that's a bit of preparation that needs to be done. Make a list. If you do the pros and cons, if I do activity, what are the pros? If I do activity, what are the cons? If you can start to think about the pros, will probably outright all your cons. Chances are you're going to start thinking the positive side.
Absolutely. You have to be positive to do exercise.
Definitely.
And this is the right time of the year where you can have a resolution in place for the full year.
Yep. Put into practice now. Don't wait for the new year.
Put in practice and start doing it straight away.
That's right. And once you've done that activity, whatever you decided on, come home and write down your feelings on what you felt after achieving
After achieving it.
Yeah.
That would make it more positive.
Right. That's right.
Absolutely.
You can always go back and read it.
Yeah.
That why did I do that and how did I feel and can I get that feeling back again? So really self-reflecting yourself again and making sure that you've got it down so you can always look back to it. That's how I would start the motivation.
Fantastic. I think our listeners will get motivated by that now.
Thank you. So,
now that we are motivated, how can we balance the opportunities for physical activity with our food, Purvi?
Once you've started your exercise, there's no difference between summer and winter diet.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The diet has to be moderate and balanced all time of the year. Apart from when we're having celebrations like birthdays and Christmas and, you know, like Diwalis and the different functions that we have. So the whole thing is like have a balanced diet. The one thing that with our South Asian food is like Indians is that the plate always take a small plate and half of the plate has to be vegetables. So it doesn't all have to be like a fancy salad.
Right.
It can be cooked, but just see to it that there's not a lot of potato in that vegetable. Because one thing that we do is like if we find that bhindi, the volume is less, we add potato in there to increase the volume. But we are increasing carbohydrate there because potato is not a vegetable. It's a carbohydrate source. the other thing is, so the half plate has to be vegetables, quarter has to be protein, and quarter has to be carbohydrate. Unfortunately, our plate humorously is the other way around.
3/4 carbohydrates.
It's half carbohydrate, it's quarter protein.
I think math quarter, is the last thing I'm thinking of when there's a like a plate in front of me, seriously.
Exactly. And what I always I always advise people is that once you serve yourself, that's it. But sometimes what we do is like we make a mountain on that plate.
Yeah.
No, it all has to be flat.
Flat.
Sometimes I tell people you can only take one serving and they'll be like, just take how much you can. It's not like that. You just can't make a mountain on that plate. It has to be flat. But as I coming back to the vegetable serving, try and have as many colorful vegetables as possible because every vegetable has its own quality. Like I have my own qualities. Ila has her own qualities.
Absolutely.
So same for vegetables. So you get goodness from different vegetables. Doesn't have to be cooked. It can be like half salad. It can be half cooked vegetables, quarter protein, meat, dal, whatever, and quarter carbohydrate like roti or rice. If you're having thin rotis, you can have thin roti and 1/3 cup rice. And if you're having thick rotis, then it just has to be one roti and 1/3 cup rice to control the carbohydrate portion because that's very important in our diet.
Absolutely. And when you talked about vegetable, is it that five finger thingy, five vegetables?
Yeah, so it's like, what is it? It's like five servings a day. So three servings of vegetables in a day has to be there and two servings of fruits. So obviously people cannot see me on air right now.
Yeah.
But by three servings of vegetable is like when both our hands come together, cupped, come together.
Yeah.
That is three, like one serving of vegetable. So like that three servings in a day and one serving of fruit. So when we cup our hand and how much fruit fits in that gap.
Single
that
hand.
That is, yeah. So like an apple or a medium-sized orange or something like that. Just quickly, for someone who has high blood sugar, can have mangoes and grapes, but limited amounts.
Okay.
If they're having banana, then what fits between the thumb and the index finger, outstretched index finger, just that much.
That
if it's
much.
A one big banana, then you cut it into half and learn to share.
Fantastic. So at this juncture...
This was for the mains. And what about the dessert?
It's all in the dessert.
The activity comes into
play. So just quickly for desserts, like the thing is like when we all... like. For example, Christmas coming around the corner, right?
Yeah.
We all are going to enjoy ourselves with sweets and chocolates. That's fine. You can do it, but learn to make up for that physical activity some way. So if you feel that you've had one chocolate or sweet extra, go and burn, like, you know, have 15 minutes of exercise extra, like how Ila advised, or like half an hour of extra walking or just other activity around the house, like vacuuming or something that demands physical activity and energy expenditure. You can have it, but you need to balance it.
At this point, let us hear a song, Anish.
Yep.
Yadav, who celebrated her birthday yesterday, 8th of December. God bless you always and have a beautiful
year. Here's a Christmas recipe. Christmas fruit cake you need. 300 grams of flour, 250 grams butter, 250 grams sugar, 5 eggs, 1 teaspoon vanilla essence, 1 kg of mixed fruit, and 200 grams of chopped dates. The method would be, heat 1 cup of water, butter and sugar till the sugar is melted. Add 1 teaspoon baking soda and all the fruit into it. Keep aside to soften the fruit for 2 hours. After 2 hours, beat the eggs one at a time and add to the fruit mixture. Add flour, vanilla essence. Put into a cake tin and bake till firm to touch for approximately 45 to 50 minutes.
Thank you for listening to that. Now you're back on Susega Danpar. You're listening. This is Anish, and you've been listening to the show for all this while. We kind of in celebratory mode, but yeah, since it's Christmas is around, and we got to keep a check on our sugar out here. But what we seriously need to consider is the sun. The sun is getting hot out.
Yes, here, yes. The sun is very strong here, and the heat gets one easily exhausted. Then in winter months. How do we fight this exhaustion? And what advice would you give to our listeners on carrying out physical activity in this hot weather, Ila?
It's a good question. And if anyone's read the New Zealand Herald today, there's a good article in there about it too, about how the heat has, what the role it plays on how to keep the body in the situation that you can get out and do, not just necessarily activity, just for your everyday life. Mm-hmm. It's just too hot for some people.
Yes,
so
it is.
For activity, which is really important, of course, you need to stay hydrated. Mm-hmm. And I suggest to everyone, when you're going for long walks, long car drives, even going to work or coming home, make sure you've got a cold bottle of water in your car. So anytime you feel a little bit heated, start sipping the water. And if you're running, keep a small bottle. You don't have to have a big bottle. So a small bottle, or you can make sure you have some stops in your local places where you can get water. The weather is hot, so you need to stay hydrated with whether it's water or other liquid, but suggestion is definitely water. And the barriers of heat, you want to cover yourself up, but don't over wear clothing. So limit yourself on what you're wearing and make sure it's breathable. So that's quite important as well. And the type of activity you need to do is probably start doing small amounts outdoors first to get used to the temperature, to get used to the heat. So if you're someone that's doing activity throughout the year in winter, chances are your body already knows how to get activity and to heat.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Yep.
It's a first instance that I can't breathe, but you'll get over that. Mm. Anyone that's starting, try to choose times of the day like early morning or late afternoons when it's a slightly cooler, and go out and do the same form of activity. Don't push yourself in the hot heat time, usually between that 10 in this type of heat that we're in at the moment.
Yes.
And it used to be like 11, but now it's 10. And maybe 4 or 5 might be too hot for some as well.
Yep.
So you want to go maybe after 5. And that's interesting to see that the times have changed.
And the sun is out anywhere till 8
that's
o'clock.
That's right.
So you have 3 hours or 4 hours of activity. You'll still be fine.
That's right. Outdoor activity, you can go where there's trees. So if you're in the shelter, you'll be fine too.
Okay.
Yeah, but in this heat, there's a good chance of people getting, dehydrated as well. Because I believe Auckland has a lot of humidity.
Yep. So long as you keep your fluids up. Now, whether it's a person doing activity or non-activity, you all need to drink water in this weather. Mm-hmm. But people who are doing activity at the time, you have extra water. So you make sure you have your daily intake, plus have lots of sips while you're doing activity.
And speaking about drinks and beverages, Purvi, if you could maybe tell me make-at-home healthy drinks, easy to make, something for bachelors around the world, or just to overcome dehydration. Yeah, I'm talking specifically about me in this case.
Specifically talking about him, yeah.
Yeah, so as you must have picked up from when Ila was talking, is she kept on repeatedly saying water, mm-hmm. and that's what we promote, water. What is the best drink? There's nothing more hydrating than water.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people these days hit the gym and they use the isotonic drinks for, extra hydration, mm-hmm. but it's not required because the thing is they're quite high in sugar and that amount of energy is only required by athletes like, example, rugby players who are playing the game and training themselves. It's not for people like us who are just exercising to maintain weight or lose weight or just going to the gym for mm-hmm. that extra push. We don't need those kind of isotonic drinks. Water is the best drink. But if sometimes People do come back to me and say that, oh, but you know, water is quite boring. So what you can
boring,
do in that case is you can make something at home. Like, for example, just a fresh, what I did last night is like you grate fresh ginger, fresh turmeric. You put some fresh mint leaves in that. And if you want some lemon and some little bit of honey in there, just for that sweetness if you want. And you boil it. You boil it to half the volume. And you can have it at night before you go to bed because it's good for digestion. It has a lot of antimicrobial properties, ginger, turmeric. Or you can even leave it in the fridge and have it, like, you know, mix it with water later and take it out when you're going for exercise. So you can make drinks with, like, lemon and mint leaves and just put it in the bottle and it'll keep infusing that flavor in that bottle. Leave it in the fridge and take it out when you're going for the walk. Or you can even leave like orange rinds or orange slices in there, or grapefruit or whatever fruit you like. It will keep on releasing that flavor. One very important thing for kids in this summer, we do often give popsicle to kids, but please have a look at the label because they are very high in sugar. One popsicle like we always look at the 100 gram column and it has like 22 grams of sugar per 100 gram, and we only recommend 10 gram of sugar per 100 gram in any product. So it's like double the amount of sugar. We don't realize that. We are like, oh, it's just ice block. It's not ice block. It's actually loaded with sugar. The other option you can do for kids is like maybe just, for example, when feijoas come in season, coming summer, you just scoop them, or you scoop kiwi fruit and leave them in ice trays and you freeze that. And you can give that as a popsicle. Or you extract orange juice or other any grapefruit juice and you just squeeze it and put it in those small cubes in the ice tray. Mm. And you just give them that as a popsicle. So it's natural sugar. But these sugars, that popsicles, ice creams, they're very high in sugar. So it's not only the sugar in that, but it's also the dental hygiene. We need to be careful about. It's not good for children. Sugar is very bad for that, especially that young age. We cannot let their teeth be get affected like this.
Excellent. Okay, excellent.
Thank you so much for that.
Very valuable.
Yeah. And we're going to play a message from Brian.
Sure. Let's see what that could be.
Congratulations to the good guys and the team at Sushegad Denpar. I think it's a fantastic achievement that Sushegad Denpar has achieved in this short period of time. I just love hearing the programs. Every program is informative, interesting, but moreover, it makes our Denpar very Sushegad. So once again, all the best, and I think to all the team who have worked endlessly, tirelessly, ceaselessly to put in these programs week on week, my hats off to you.
Thank you, Brian, for that message. To our listeners, I don't think there's anyone who doesn't know Brian Fernandez. Brian has been a friend, philosopher, and guide. He was one of the presenters and anchors on our second program, and even after that, he has appeared on our program for the DRC program, and also being an expert in DIY and painting and all, he has given valuable tips to our listeners, and he has been with us all the way. So thanks, Brian.
At this point, let's hear a song.
Okay, cool.
Solo tu kange vonodita handita yoge pori basarak Tu kange vonodita handita yoge pori basarak suvlavangda polko dishi handishi tenna devan rasyak vitai kita polko dita mirchi baje banunu dita Chedge meje chakdir, baske meje patir, vitai kita pol koi dita, mirchi baje banun dita, चढ़गे में जे चकड़ीर बस के में जे पाटीर सोलो तुका के बनो दीता हाँ दीता योगे पोरी बाजारात
recipe. Fruit cake, Christmas fruit cake you need. 300 grams of flour, 250 grams butter, 250 grams sugar, 5 eggs, 1 teaspoon vanilla essence, 1 kg of mixed fruit and 200 grams of chopped dates. The method would be heat 1 cup of water, butter and sugar till the sugar is melted. Add 1 teaspoon baking soda and all the fruit into it. Keep aside to soften the fruit for 2 hours. After 2 hours, beat the eggs one at a time and add to the fruit mixture. Add flour, vanilla essence. Put into a cake tin and bake till firm to touch for approximately 45 to 50 minutes. Enjoy.
That was a cake recipe. Welcome back to Sushagat Dhanpar. You have been listening to Sushagat Dhanpar on 104.6 Planet FM. What are some of the outdoor activities that you would recommend and the one carries out during this bubbly season?
Yeah.
I thought you said some of those activities, but then...
I'll give you a few more.
Yeah.
So there's so many outdoor activities. Sometimes we don't realize, and we sort of think that when we think about exercise activity, everyone thinks about gym, but it's not just the gym. Of course, we all go for walks. We all know that happens. So you can, first of all, go onto the Auckland Council website, and you'll be able to find lots of tracks and parks that you might be able to walk on. And they're really user-friendly, and they're all accommodated, usually with seats and water as well. You've got climbing hills places. You can walk around and climb lots of hills around your own home. If you don't have hills in your area, go to some of them that you can go to. I'm talking about Mount Eden. You've got your Mount Albert. You've got your Mount Roskill. You've got your Mangere one, Pukitapapa one. So you can go to all these different hills and climb them. You can walk around the town centre. Now, this is air-conditioned, isn't it? So you don't feel the heat.
Yeah.
And you can go and do laps in the mall, leave your wallet at home. So you don't spend money.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So you can do all this sort of stuff. And of course, the pools, your council pools these days are free for your younger children, for most of them at a school age. And you all can go and get into the water and do a few laps in the water, even if it's just walking. But that's great activity that you can have fun with.
Fantastic. Thank you, Ila. That was great. We have got Richard online. Richard, a very happy wedding anniversary to you and Harriet, one of our good guys.
Oh, thank you, Baptist. Thank you very much.
You kept a secret from us.
Well, 30 years is a long time, and there's nothing to be sort of jumping around.
But somebody let the cat out of the bag.
Yes, must be.
You had a question for Ila or Purvi?
Well, my question for both of them. Okay. First, let's go with Purvi. Hey, Purvi, there is so much knowledge out there, so much information out there on what type of diets mm-hmm. one should go through and what should one do or not do as such. But why is it that all the knowledge is not put into action? What do you think is the reason for it?
Hi, Richard. Thanks for your question. Richard, the thing is, there is a lot of knowledge out there, but I cannot put my finger on it and say that everything is right, because everything on Google is not right, first of all. So it depends what website we are looking at. So there are very few authentic websites that give you the right messages. Like, if I can tell you right now, Healthy Food Guide is one, the magazine, they also have a website. That's one place where you should look if you're looking for the correct information, because that's published by registered dietitians and nutritionists. So if you're looking for any nutrition information, always follow what you get from a registered dietitian or a registered nutritionist. I think, if your question is pertaining to why the correct message is not being followed, is because sometimes we are not motivated enough. And I'm being very honest, like, sometimes we Indians come up with 100 excuses not to exercise.
Not to do things. Absolutely.
So I'm being honest here, but the thing is, like, if it's too hot, we'll say, oh, it's too hot. If it's raining, we'll say, oh, it's raining. Like, you will always see a European running on the road come rain or sunshine. But we Indians don't. We always have an excuse. I think sometimes it's just mental barrier. We just need to shed that barrier and just get on our feet and get to do it. But the thing is that we only we wake up at the very at the 11th hour when someone's been diagnosed with diabetes or cardiovascular disease, and that time we are like, oh my gosh, I should do something about it, or I should have done something about it. Believe me and Ila, feel free to
totally
pitch
agree.
In, is
yeah.
that we do so many community workshops, and I mean, honest, if I was to host a lunch or a dinner, I'll get 100 people turning up. But for these community nutrition workshops, if we aim at 100, we manage to get around 30 or 40.
Yeah, 30. Yeah. 30 on the lower.
Yeah, so that's the whole thing. And you know what's the good part in this country, in New Zealand, that we've got so much of like public services that are free. So what me and Ila do is free, totally free. People don't have to pay for these community workshops, but still people don't turn up. At the same time, if I was to host a lunch or dinner, people would turn up. So make use of all the public health services that are available in New Zealand, because we are very lucky to be in this country where we can make use of these services to wherever possible use these opportunities, isn't it, Ila?
Yeah.
Ila, you want to add something?
Yeah, just in the regards to, we eat every day and we get up and we think about, what am I going to cook or what am I going to eat? But how many of us get up and say, oh, what activity am I going to do today? That needs to go hand in hand, and it needs to be the maintenance of our body, just like how you do a car warrant of fitness. Our body needs a warrant of fitness, and the only person that can give that daily warrant of fitness that it needs is you doing activity. Does that help, Richard?
Oh, yes, it That's does great. Help. Just a question for you. Most of us, people from the Southeast Asian region, particularly from India, they have pot bellies. and I am one of them as such.
Yep.
So can you recommend a few exercises that you would sort of give us, which can be done at home and they are pretty easy to follow?
Yes, definitely. A home circuit is very simple. Now, to give you directions over the station here, think about 10 different exercises, and you write an exercise on a piece of blank paper and you write them up. So you've got one with an exercise, two on another paper, three on another paper, and you've got 10 of them. You put them around the room, and these activities you do for 1 minute each. By the time you do the 10, you've done 10 minutes. You can either use a stopwatch, which we all have on our mobile phones. You can use the microwave, where you put water in. Don't forget, put water in. But you can press 1 minute and press start, and they'll tell you when the 1 minute's up. You can use a stopwatch. Now, if you can do three sets of these, that's 30 minutes of exercise done in your home environment. It's not too hot in your house, probably, so you're going to get it indoors, and you can get that done every single day that the time suits you. Now, people have to realize you need to work a little bit harder than your heart can cope with. So if you go to a exercise and you've done 10 minutes and it's feeling too easy, add some harder exercises. You need to go to the huff and puff stage to get into that activity where it's working your heart at a better level. Each time you'll go stronger and stronger and you'll get better and better. And hopefully you might take it outdoors thereafter.
What about crunches and all those things? Because he wants to remove the pot belly.
He wants to. I think it'd be good. The crunches, any exercise is great to help you move the pot belly. There might be one, I'm not sure if of your nutrition side and your beverage side, but if people out there who do drink any form of alcohol, that's one way to stop. And if you can reduce your alcohol intake, that's going to reduce the pot belly straight away. Now, necessarily, it may not be that. Some people don't drink and they still get a pot belly.
Richard, stop drinking beer.
Okay, there you go.
No, not so much of beer. I think it's more to do with rice.
Okay. Now, look, that's the other thing. Then, of course, as Purvi has said before, find the balance of equation. Energy in, which is your food, and it has to be the energy out, which is your exercise, and your portions that you eat, which Purvi described earlier, they really need to be looked at. So your size of your plate that she mentioned, and we're trying to think about the size of the plate that Richard might have in his house, and we think at this stage it might be too big. Don't you agree, Purvi?
Yeah, so Richard, just coming back, you know, we sometimes we do think that rice is not good for consumption. Or we kind of, rice is a poor victim, I feel it's easily targeted. But it's not the rice, it's the portion size. So you can have rice roti as I earlier advised, but it's just the portion size. And the other thing with the belly is, like Ela's right in saying, like, you know, it's more around, so we don't know what your nutrition is and the alcohol, or, you know, if you're having any alcohol or something. But we Indians also have a tendency to accumulate fat on the belly. It's genetic. Mm-hmm. We can't do much about it. But we can't blame genes either. We can always alter them. So exercise as much as you can, and that will help you to control the belly fat. And if you do have alcohol, or if there's somebody out there who's having alcohol, just quickly for them, is choose the alcohol or wine, beer, that is low in alcohol. Because there are, like, you know, there is a hype that alcohol is high in sugar, but the sugar is not as much as, you know, the culprit as much as the alcohol is in that drink, because alcohol is empty calories, no nutrition. So always choose low alcohol beer or low alcohol drinks.
Good. And of course, energy out needs to be higher. So if someone really wants to lose some weight, especially around the belly area, you need to make sure you burn more calories than what your intake is. So always remember, whatever you're eating needs to be burnt, but a little bit more. And that's where you can actually start to look a bit of different shape that comes into your body.
Fantastic. Oh, that's okay. Good. That's good, Ela. That's good, Purvi. Baptist, before I sort of say bye and you continue with the program, just want to wish all our listeners a big thank you for listening into our programs and for giving us that support. And also for all the birthday wishes that have come in for Sushekar Dhanpar. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you. Bye.
Let's play a song.
Jabak gizarna, tari tak bezarna. Jabak gizarna, mun picha make bezarna, mun aaj kal ni jabaje shidid pazarna. Jabak gizarna, tari tak bezarna. Jabak gizarna, mun picha make bezarna, mun aaj kal ni jabaje shidid pazarna. Jabak gizarna, tari tak bezarna.
ಬೆಲ್ಲೆ ತಾಯಿ ಸರಾಚೆ ತಾಯಿ ಸರಾಚೆ ನಿಜಮೆದ ರಿಷನ್ ಹಾಡು ಅಜನೋಯಿ ಪಾಯಿ ಜೋಡು ಒಟ್ಲೆ ಸೈತ್ ಪೊತೆ ಕೆಲ್ಲೆ ತಾಯಿ ಸರಾಚೆ ತಾಯಿ ಸರಾಚೆ ನಿಜಮ ಕಿಸರ್ನ ತರಿ ತಕ ಬೆಸರ್ನ ನಿಜಮ ಕಿಸರ್ನ ಮುಟ್ಟಿಚ್ಚ ಮೇಕ ಬೆಸರ್ನ ಮಣ್ಣಾಸಿ ಕಾಲು ನಿಜ ಬಚೆ ಶಿತಿದ ಪಸರ್ನ ನಿಜಮ ಕಿಸರ್ನ
Welcome back to Sushagat Dhanpar. You are listening to Sushagat Dhanpar on 104.6 Planet FM. We have online Riona. Riona, wish you a very, very happy wedding anniversary, you and Edwin.
Oh, thank you so much, Baptist, and all you Sushagat Dhanpar listeners. You have made my day.
Oh, yes. And where is Edwin? He's not there?
He's right here. Do you want to talk to him?
Yes, definitely. I want to wish him too because he is married too.
Okay. You mean he has been tolerating my nonsense for the last 22 years, eh?
He's been telling me that we are a happily married couple. She is saying, Riona is happy, I am married.
Okay. he's married and I'm the happy one. All right. 1 minute. Just talk to him.
Hello.
Hi, Edwin. Hi, wish you a very, very, very happy wedding anniversary. I hope you enjoy yourself.
I am. After 22 years, you forget everything.
forget all the good things or bad things.
Both.
All right.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Getting back to the program, would you guys want to give our listeners some message?
Yeah. So I think I really appreciate coming along and sharing what we could to help the community to take a few steps to help them through the summer that's coming up ahead. But for me, I'm going to do a bit of a saying to finish up with our conversation today and about me doing activity and what it feels to me. So I'm going to read this out. It says, I don't do just activity. I perform. I breathe. I watch the world disappear. I release my feelings. I lead with my heart. I tear down my walls and I stop feeling sad. I lose the pain. I let go. I smile. No, I don't just do activity. I do so much more.
Wow. That's well said. Absolutely.
Thank
beautiful.
You.
Thank you for that.
I think this should be put on the fridge also.
Yes, definitely.
Purvi, you have some inspiring words for our listeners.
Oh, Ela set the bar very high. I'm not poetic like Ela. I've just got one message for everyone, because Christmas is around the corner, is that before you put that sweet or the cake in the mouth, okay, I'm not scaring you, but please remember all that melts in the mouth swells in the stomach. So, like, you bite an apple, apple is not going to melt in your mouth. It won't swell in your stomach either. But you have that piece of chocolate, it melts in your mouth in no seconds, and it is definitely going to swell in your stomach. So remember that before you take the bite of chocolate or cake.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ila, and thank you, Purvi. Just before we close up, I just wanted to check. There's a lot of talk about vitamin D.
Yeah.
And especially it's among the Indians and darker people, it is deficiency. So would you like to say something on that?
So the thing, we are, New Zealand, there is a deficiency in vitamin D because we don't get the sun that often.
Yeah.
And that's why we emphasize on exercising outdoors. Outdoor activity during the summer time is because to get maximum vitamin D, of course, following the sun safety messages. But it's the only push for vitamin D is because it's very good for the bones, strong bones. And, you know, a lot of us Indians are on calcium supplements because we have a lot of issues with knee pain and stuff. But remember one thing, that if you don't have enough vitamin D in the body, that calcium is never going to be absorbed.
So then you're saying go out in the sun, right?
Yes, get maximum sun following the sun's safety messages.
But then balance it off with hydration and all those.
Yes,
things.
Yes, but because these are the only 3 months where you can get as much vitamin D as possible. We are in the southern pole,
right.
So we don't get that much sun that often.
Absolutely.
Like most of it is like winter. So get as much sun as possible and get, you know, make up stores for the vitamin D.
Fantastic. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm afraid with this, we end this week's show. Thank you, you guys, for coming on a show and explaining about how important health and fitness is, especially in times of summer. Do tune in to us, guys, next weekend to Planet 104.6 FM at 3:45 p.m. for the next dose of Susegat Danpar, bringing communities together. Do smash the like button on our Facebook page on Susegat Danpar. That's SUSEGAAD space DAANPAAR. And also send us your love, your wishes on our email address. That's GOODGUYZE@gmail.com. That's goodguys@gmail.com. Cheers.
Thank you.
Tu cauvi la tacitù, mi tu cai in dolore. saudade do auta tele te vai curu ao sor que to patiai mozo bapuri a saúde ta putito ao curu monto de uptendo basta a dar na cai moja cursa passot sur na tu tuja tu cunhani Casonsa lagotur, ao sur guito pachai, mozo bapuri a saúl, taputito aurguru, montu de uptendur, passa a dar na cae, moja cursa passo sur, na tutuja tu cunhani, tu casonsa lagotur.
Soron, Gori Bagdor Shi Party, Gori Bagdor Shi Party.